counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Here we go. It's time to do it all over again. The countdown for another week. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. We continue the countdown. We continue our music news this week with Steven talking about lots of great stuff, including the Polaris Prize shortlist that was just announced. And we continue our fun with covering Sappy Fest. And some of the artists that will be playing at Sappy Fest are on the program. It's huge. To quote Donald Trump, it's huge. No, you're not a big fan when I quote Trump. No,
that's not your best impression either.
No,
sorry.
Some of my best ones I'm not allowed to do on the show anymore for cease and desist orders. Anyway, let's talk about the charts. Let's talk about where they come from, because we do every week and we want you to go there. It's a great website. Brian's going to let you know what it's all about.
If you want to get the full details of this show and more, you can go to earshot-online.com, where you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report. And that is published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. This week, we have the National Top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, July 12th, 2016. On this, our episode number 202, we'll be playing selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada this week on campus and community radio stations. You can also find their top 30 charts from over 30 campus community radio stations at earshot-online.com, as well as specialty charts both regionally and nationally for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and so much more. As always, once again, that is earshot-online.com.
And you can talk to us at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release. We'll give you an interview, package it as a feature, and you're on your way. So there you go. We are doing features this whole month, but they are reserved for artists who are playing Sappy Fest, because of course we have our partnership, long-standing partnership with the great festival that happens in Sackville. Lots of people already entered into our contest.
It's blown up.
It is. It's huge. It's huge. It is.
You can still get in.
You can. There's still time. July 22nd is the deadline for the contest, and all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share the contest photo. Chance to win two passes. What's better than Sappy Fest? Going for free.
It's like a $200-some-odd value. It's amazing.
Free. All free. Not your accommodations, though. But if you're kind, Brian might lend you his car for the weekend so you can sleep in that.
Some people sleep on people's lawns, so you might find a nice lawn to sleep in.
Oh, I feel like that might be a little dewy, a little, you know, in the morning you wake up, you get a little dew.
Some
although
people
you
don't
have
as high standards as you.
That's true. I have to stay at the Carlton Ritz when I'm there. But anyway, there's lots to do.
Sackville
and they just put out their schedule, which we were included on. So thank you very much, Sappy Fest friends. Yeah, go check it out.
Hey, that's cool.
It shows pre Sappy Fest show here, Shot 20, which will be live in Sackville. So if you want to drop by the radio station there at CHMA, come by and say hello. I'll be there. You won't be there, but I'll record something with you before we go. And we might even have an artist filling in for Brian as well. So fun stuff. Again, sappyfest.com, and check out the schedule. Okay, let us talk about the charts. Let us talk about some of the things that have dipped off, because we have some things coming up into the charts, and actually quite a high debut I'm seeing.
One of the highest.
Yeah. One of the highest.
For sure. It doesn't often get much higher than that. And you'll say, that's crazy, there's a debut that high. But then when you hear what album is, it's definitely one of those ones that
it'll make sense.
It'll make sense. It's kind of obvious. We have a new number one this week. This is where paying attention from week to week will benefit you if you're playing along at home.
our interactive game.
Yeah, and this new number, the Earshot 20 drinking game, right, where if you guess correctly, I don't know, someone can make up the game. That it was a previous number one. The number one's bouncing back and forth. So 2 weeks ago, This is our number one again. That doesn't happen that often. It was kind of interesting, actually. We have, as we mentioned, a very high debut and also six returning records. And so that means for at least this week, we say goodbye to a couple albums. But as you'll see, lots of them can come back, as happens this week. For number six, number 21, the highest order, K Tronada. For number seven to number 22, Walrus. From 13 to 23, from number 16 to number 24, is the new Adonis Adonis album. From 19 to 36, Radiohead. And from 18, it is White Horse falling off the charts, and Braids from number 10 also falling off the charts this week.
And even though they're not going to hear from them this week because they're below the top 20, a shout out to K Tronada as one of the 10 that made the shortlist of the Polaris Prize.
Spoiler.
Yeah, I'm talking about it with Steven a little later.
Yeah, just in a few minutes.
Yeah, all right, let's get it started. Number 20, we'll move up from there.
Well, it shouldn't be all that of a surprise that a lot of the shortlists are on the program, so you're going to be able to hear from some of them before Steven gives you the full rundown. If you haven't heard who is falling on the player shortlist yet, 6 out of 10 of them will be on our show this week, and 7 out of 10 of them within the top 50, and then a couple of the albums are a little older. But it wouldn't be all that surprising to see some of them pop back into the show, which is often the case, as DJs want to give some of their old favorites a spin as they talk about the prize. And so that is all to say that we are starting off this week at number 20, up from number 29 on the player shortlist. It is White Lung from Paradise. You're gonna hear Vegas. Angel Olsen is contributing to the Day of the Dead compilation, which came into the show last week for the first time at number 19. This week, up from number 20, one spot the week before, and her cover track from The Grateful Dead is called Addicts of My Life. And the newest EP from Solids, re-entering the national top 50 at number 18 within our top 20, and it is called Else. You'll hear Blank Stare.
Here's your White Lung. Here is your number 20 this week, which is White Lung and a song called Vegas. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was a lead track from the new Solids EP, Else Called Blank Stare. It re-enters our charts this week at 18. Up one spot is the Grateful Dead compilation, cover compilation, Day of the Dead. And you heard Angel Olsen with Addicts of My Life. And kicking off the show this week was Vegas by White Lung. Paradise, their latest album, is on the player shortlist, and it takes a jump from number 29 to number 20.
Canadian indie rock group Hooded Fang are set to rock the Sappy stage at the end of the month, and April Aliermo dropped a line to chat about the upcoming show as well as what's been going on with the group. And April, congratulations on the release of Venus on Edge. It's a great album.
Thanks so much. We're glad that you're into it.
And this record is one that the band has said makes people feel the need to pay attention. What's the difference or some of the differences this time around compared to 2013's release, Graves?
I'd say that this is more of an introspective record instead of an introspective one, if that makes sense. You know, it's like after all the songs and albums we've ever written, there's only so much looking deep inside ourselves and our emotions, you know, you can do. I mean, it's not like that's ever going to end, but with social media and all, you know, like the pace of the news and the way things travel in the world lately, I feel like we're constantly bombarded with, you know, things happening in the world all around us all the time. So we, lyrically, we try to talk about some of these things as a way of, I guess, putting it back out after internalized, taking so much of it in. That makes sense. You know, like, we have some songs about, we have a song about all the new condo developments in Toronto and about our broken electoral system. I mean, we even have a song about quitting smoking and, you know, how humans would react if there was an alien visit.
And is there a song that specifically speaks to you or that you that connects with you the most from the album, or one that resonates with you?
I mean, I still connect musically to, separate from like the lyrical content and the issues, musically I'm still, you know, deeply intertwined with the rhythm section. So I've never been a smoker, but I really enjoy playing the bass line on Final Hello. And I would say that energetically, that's probably the song that I connect to quite a bit. I'm also really into, you know what, we had old name placers for these titles, and then we came up with the actual titles that would make sense. And now I'm mixing up the placeholder titles and the new titles. But there's one that's called, oh, Plastic Love. I think that's really fun to play too, and that one's about just being bombarded with corporate advertising and capitalism. So lyrically and musically, that song is also one of my favorites.
And some pretty deep meanings to the songs too, as you go through the album to kind of take away and be and think about. And I guess that's why people need to pay attention when they're listening to the songs, because they have more than just, you know, some great lyrics and great sound to it.
Yeah, but I mean, also in the end, we're always just trying to, for ourselves and for everyone else, create just like a really enjoyable musical experience. Even though the topics can be heavy, we just want people to rock out.
And you're making your way to Savvy Fest for July 30th, which people will get to rock out with you there. And you round out August with a couple of Ontario dates. Plans for the band to do more touring in the fall? Is there stuff on the horizon for Hooded Fang?
Not at the moment. We're hoping to get back out to Europe, and if we can make it to the East Coast, to the West Coast, that would be cool. But, you know, we're working on it. It's got to be, we're like old dogs. We're getting tired of traveling. It's got to be worth it.
For sure. Well, you are making your way to Savvy Fest, and our listeners have an opportunity to win some passes to Savvy Fest, two weekend passes. If you go to our Facebook page, like and share the contest photo, you could have a chance to see Hooded Fang. April, thanks so much for catching up with us, and we look forward to seeing you on the weekend down in Sackville.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
HoodedFang.com for more. And right now, a song from Venus on Edge. Stick around. There's more to the charts on the way after this, too. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 17.
Number 16.
was Spies Are Lurking by the Zorgs. Their album Chew On It, back into the show, just out last week at 21, this week at number 16. Plants and Animals dropping two spots to 17. Waltzed In From the Rumbling is their latest album, and you heard All of the Time. And Hooded Fang from the album Venus on Edge, you heard Shallow.
It's a big week in music for a number of reasons, all of which you can check out at exclaim.ca. But here to tell us about some of those reasons now is Stephen Karlick, our friend, your friend, and the senior editor at Exclaim. Stephen, we've used euphemisms before. Once you equated your news to a hot and freshly baked bread, today I think it needs something bigger, like a whole dozen donuts or dozen muffins, because there's so much.
It's a real baker's dozen.
Oh, I like the see. Now we got to keep that going for the rest of the for the rest of time.
By the end, it's going to be, well, we got a real world's biggest pizza of news for you today.
I love it. And all of the toppings are the great news. Well, here we go. Obviously, I'm alluding to, of course, the first story we're going to chat about, and that is the Polaris shortlist is announced, and it looks like your girl, Carly Rae, made it.
Yes, she did. Actually, four of my five picks from the original, like from the get-go, made it to the shortlist, but that's beside the point. The point is that the shortlist is now out. The Polaris Music Prize will, of course, be handed out once again this year to the best Canadian album. Earlier this year, the prize revealed the 40-album long list, and just this week, it was shortened to the annual short list, which, of course, is 10 finalists. The final countdown is now on to see who will take home $50,000 and bragging rights for 2016. As in years past, the prize will honor the best Canadian album, quote, without regard to musical genre or commercial popularity. And it is, of course, selected by a panel of music critics, full disclosure, including yours truly. The eligibility period includes albums released between June of 2015 and May of 2016. The grand prize will be awarded at a gala in Toronto on September 19th. And those 10 albums are Black Mountains 4, Basha Bulat's Good Advice, Grimes' Art Angels, Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion, Kay Trinada's 99.9%, Jesse Lanza's Oh No, Pup's The Dream Is Over, Andy Schauf's The Party, U.S. Girls' Half Free, and White Lung's Paradise, all of which are excellent albums. This is one of the first years that I've... actually, there's one on there I'm not that keen on, but I'm not going to air my dirty laundry here. But four of my five picks did make it. The one that I voted for that did not make it to the shortlist was Jean-Michel Blais, whose album Il I have talked up nonstop on this show. But honestly, all these artists are very deserving. Great albums. Do check them out. I think a lot of people sort of wait to hear the shortlist, and I know a lot of people do it with the long list, but it's far easier with the shortlist to listen to these 10 albums yourself at home and come up with your own choice for who should win the Polaris Music Prize.
And a strong showing for females in this year's shortlist as well.
Yeah, a lot of women on the list. People were noting an absence of hip-hop, an absence of R&B. It might just be that kind of year this year. It was a good year for pop and electronic-leaning things. Really happy to see stuff like Grimes' Art Angels on there. Really happy to see Kay Trinada's incredible debut album on there. Pup's The Dream Is Over. Just a lot of good stuff. So do check it out when you have a moment.
All right, now I've got to say that this next story might rival the Polaris shortlist announcement for one of the biggest of the week, but definitely not for the same reasons. Talking, of course, about the blunder, and that's putting it nicely, that was the tenor's take on the Canadian anthem at the MLB All-Star Game.
Yeah, major headlines made this week. Twitter exploded the night of July 12th when the Tenors, previously known as the Canadian Tenors, sang O Canada at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in San Diego. During their delivery of the national anthem, member Remigio Pereira went off script and changed the lyrics to include the phrase "All Lives Matter," which, of course, if anybody has any idea about what's going on in the world, it is a stupid, meaningless phrase to distract from the very meaningful Black Lives Matter. All Lives Matter is a pointless phrase. It goes without saying that All Lives Matter. The point is that Black Lives Matter, because apparently that is something that needs to be told to police and to society at large. Pereira subbed out the familiar line about glowing hearts and instead declared, "We're all brothers and sisters. All lives matter to the great." he's since defended his changeup, saying that he was trying to make a, quote, positive statement in the wake of tragedy in a series of tweets, which you can see at exclaim.ca. But in addition to many taking offense at the mere act of changing the anthem's words, critics also condemned Pereira for using the phrase that has been adopted by opponents and distractors from the Black Lives Matter movement. The Tenors themselves issued a statement insisting that Pereira was acting as a, quote, lone wolf, and apologized on behalf of Pereira for changing the lyrics and instead using the platform to serve, quote, his own political views. You can see the video at exclaim.ca, the footage of the happening. It is sung by just the one tenor, and it looks like the others sort of get a look on their face when he goes rogue. It was a disaster, and the tenors are now, you know, doing some cleanup and Remigio Pereira trying to say what he thinks he was trying to say, but, you know, who knows. I was invited earlier this week to be on TV to talk about it, and I didn't say it there, but I'm going to say it here. Remigio Pereira is also a flat earth truther.
Oh, interesting.
So now that after his blunder, when people went to his social media to see if he'd said anything else stupid, it appears that he believes the earth is flat and that we're all being duped. So in case you're wondering if there's more fun,
there you go.
There is indeed.
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate on this one. But one thing I know for sure is Canadians are very passionate about their anthem.
I thought you meant debate about whether the earth was flat or round.
Oh, no. I don't think there's been any debate about that for several years. But anyway, okay, rounding out our music news in this hour, and on a positive and exciting note, Broken Social Scene is back at it again.
Yes, they are. Always good to end with good news. And earlier this week, Broken Social Scene did indeed reveal even more new tour dates, further cementing their return from slumber. Unfortunately, no Canadian shows so far have been confirmed in the announcement, but there was something even better. Broken Social Scene confirmed they are working on a new album. According to a press release, the beloved Toronto Collective have, quote, begun to work on new songs together, recording their first new material as a group since the release of 2010's critically beloved Forgiveness Rock record. It closes by simply stating, more details will be revealed soon. The band revealed they were going on hiatus in 2011 originally, but in more recent years they've popped up for live performances at Canadian festivals such as Field Trip in 2014 and Way Home in 2015. So far, there are few, if any, details about the new BSS album, but of course, stay tuned. There will be more news at exclaim.ca as we hear about it.
We're looking forward to it. Stick around. Stephen is back with us in the next hour of the program. For more music news right now, Brian is going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Black Mountain. Their newest is called Four. It's up from 27 to number 15. It also falls within our Polaris shirtless, as Stephen just mentioned. And you're going to hear Florian's Saucer Attack. And then Fast Fashion by Supermoon from the album Playland at number 14, up from 17.
Can you let it dream, grass and numbers?
Number 14.
The Year Shot 20.
From number 17 to number 14, that was Supermoon from the Mint Records debut album, Playland. You heard Fast Fashion. And kicking off that set of two was Florian Saucer Attack by Black Mountain. From 15 to number 27 was their album, Four.
Can't believe it. Already, they've heard from two of the 10 Polaris Music Prize shortlists artists.
Yeah, groups. And I can give a hint here.
Sure.
Our most played artist this week is also on the Polaris Music Prize shortlist, so you'll find that out. You have like 7 albums left to pick from, so
and less as we go through the program. But there you go. Okay, let's get it done. The first hour, we'll kick it off with number 13.
Young Rival have a new EP out called Strange Light. It's at number 13, down from number 8 this week. Here is Oh Nancy.
Must be so hard to get by from the night.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Too far away to be sure of these little words I'm sending up. Even though I want to, should I be cruel, safer than kindness? The way I found you, I don't fall out of line. Can you find me when I need it? I don't wait in line, but I can hold on to some time. I can hold on to some time for you. Call me when you got the, like you need to. Call me when you got the time. If I can hold on to some time.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Soons up from 24 to number 11. This week, their latest is called Hold Still, and that was Mortis and Tenon. Baju Bala back into the show, back into the national top 50 at number 12, her album Good Advice. And you heard Time, Young Rival in there as well, the new EP entitled Strange Light, dropping just a few spots from 8 to number 13. And you heard the track Oh Nancy.
I'm going to say Baju Bala got back in because she got shortlisted for the Player's Prize.
Well, but except the charts came out before.
No, the charts is an oracle, so it predicts things.
It did a good job, because there's actually a few albums that weren't in our charts that are on the charts this week. If it was next week, I would be on board with you.
Yeah,
but not so much this
you're
week.
You're not going to support me on this one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy it.
Well, that does it for the first 10 of the top 20. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. We do this every week. Count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's where you can find the charts and so much more. And the show is record and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We air every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to several great campus, community, and online radio partners. Also, check the show out, radioforall.net, or you can podcast it through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us. Thank you for catching the first hour. Stick around for the next hour. We have more Sappy Fest coverage, more music news, and of course the top 10, which features more of the great Polaris Prize shortlisted albums that came out just recently. Stick around, we'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.